Pipe Network presents.
Hi, my name is Mark Adam, and I'm the host of Quan Talks the Podcast, a podcast show that we can discuss different hot trending topics from love, social media, politics, and many more. May pagkulitan, makipagkwentuhan lang dito sa Quan Talks the Podcast. See you there!
Hi, I'm legendary podcaster Carl Aquino, here to remind you that if you want to support the show, you could now become a member of the Banyo Club today. Members of the Banyo Club can get exclusive early access to future The Banyo Podcast Reflushed episodes without the ads and fuss, as well as get a well-deserved shoutout. The Banyo Productions team, well, it's basically just me, will be forever grateful for your contributions. Become a proud member of the Banyo Club today by going to thebanyopodcastreflush.helixpay.ph. That's thebanyopodcastreflush.helixpay.ph. The 1980 arcade game Pac-Man has 256 levels with 3,333,360 points as the highest score possible. Only 11 people in the entire world have reached this score. You are listening to the Banyo Podcast Reflush, the show where you get to learn something new and useless about the world around you. My name is Carl Aquino. Welcome one and welcome all to the year 2023. I hope you guys have enjoyed your holiday celebration. Balik na naman tayo sa isang bagong kalendaryo. May bagong buhay na naman tayo. And we have a lot of things to discuss in this year. I hope things will be great and smooth sailing from here on out. And wala, I'm just so excited for this time of the year. And as I have already announced, mawala ang The Banyo Podcast Reflushed for the entirety of February dahil ito ang anniversary celebration natin and kailangan natin magpahinga and mag-recharge kasi marami pa tayong pag-uusapan come the start of March. Okay? Sige. But for now, we will be discussing about games once again. But before we dive into the topic itself, I just gotta disclose this fact kasi yung topic ng episode natin ngayon ay na-inspire actually ng isa sa mga paborito kong authors, mga novelists. Now, hear me out. I know sinabi ko tungkol sa isang game ang episode natin ngayon, hindi tungkol sa literature, pero connected to. Believe me, maniwala ka sa akin. Promise, pecs man, mamatay man. Ngayon, ang isa sa mga paborito ko kasing novelists of all time ay si Haruki Murakami. If you're not familiar with his works, as the name suggests, he is a Japanese novelist. And yung mga genre niya na sinusulat niya, it's more focused on magical realism. Ngayon, itong magical realism na to, it's a genre na pinoportray yung totoong buhay, the real world, na merong konting elements ng mysticism or magic or mystery, mga ganyan. Some other examples of authors who delve into magical realism ay si Gabriel Garcia Marquez na sa 100 Years of Solitude niya and a few other books. Sina Paulo Coelho, si Neil Gaiman, and our very own Nick Joaquin. Yan yung mga examples ng mga authors na gumagawa ng magical realism para mabigyan lang kayo ng perspective. Ngayon, ito kasi si Murakami, isa sa mga kauna-unahan yung mga naisulat na libro ay ang Pinball 1973 na pinablish niya noong 1980. Ito kasi isang sequel dun sa debut novel niya na Hear the Wind Sing na pinablish just a year prior. Now, these two books are actually two parts of a trilogy called The Rat Trilogy. We're not gonna delve into that, pero kailangan ko lang ma-frame sa inyo yung parang context ng librong to. Itong Pinball 1973 na nobelang to kasi ay naka-focus dun sa protagonist nung Hear the Wind Sing. It's focused on this guy as he tried his best to find this pinball machine that he used to play when he was a bit younger. So, nabasa ko yung librong yun. It was nice. It was quite short. And hindi pa ganun kasolid yung elements na signature ni Haruki Murakami na makikita doon sa ibang mga nobela niya. Pero, it was there. He has the talent for writing, I gotta give it to him. Pero wala pa dun yung ano niya. Wala pa dun yung parang signature na staples sa mga Haruki Murakami novels. Mga, sa mga later novels pa niya madedevelop yung parang signature Murakami style. But anyway, dahil nga dito sa librong to, ay na-inspire ako doon sa kung ano ba talaga ang history ng pinball machine. Kasi apparently, even though this game sounds and looks simple enough for people, actually has a quite of a fascinating history. Oh, and here's how it goes down. If by some chance hindi ka pa nakita ng isang pinball machine, let alone alam ko ano ang isang pinball machine, here it is. A pinball machine is basically this coin-operated arcade game saan maglalagay ka ng barya kasi coin-operated, and then you try your best to earn points by shooting this small metallic ball and try your best to hit as much items as possible. And that is of course without losing the ball. Hindi mo hahayaang mahulog yung bola na yon dun sa buta sa ilalim ng machine. It was, sure, it's simple to the average person, but once you get a hold of one, tapos sinubukan mo maglaro, it's actually quite fun. I've actually played a pinball machine before. Of course, sino bang hindi? Pero ngayon hindi ko na alam kung ano yung mga arcades na meron pang mga pinball machine. It's getting rarer for some reason. If I remember correctly, merong mga ibang mga branches ng time zone meron pang pinball machines, but I cannot be for certain kasi medyo matagal na rin 'yon and it was pre-pandemic. God knows what branches still has one. Okay? Pero if you ever see a pinball machine, go check it out. It's an amazing game and it's loads of fun. So, let's go to the very beginning of the timeline, okay? So, apparently, one of the very earliest versions or variants of the game was made during the 19th century. Oo, 19th century pa ang game na to, apparently. Ang pinakalolong version ng game na to ay isang game na tinatawag nila na Bagatelle Table. It's this tabletop game na nilalarong mas similar pa sa billiards kaysa sa modern-day pinball machine. Ngayon, the goal and objective in this game, tong Bagatelle na to, is to get a certain number of balls pass through these wooden pins na obstacles, and kailangan nyo ipasok ang mga bola nito dun sa mga butas na nandun sa table. So, as you can see, it's clearly more similar to pool and billiards. And as you can probably deduce from the name, there's a possibility na galing daw tong larong to sa France. And it's probably older. May mga iba nagsasabi daw na 18th century pa ang history ng base na game na to. Ang evolution ng game na to ay nagsimula lang nung mga 1871 na. Because during this time, there's this English-American game inventor by the name of Montague Redgrave. Ang ginawa niya, nakuha siya ng mga patents para dun sa inventions niya para quote-unquote ma-improve yung isang game ng Bagatelle. Ano yung invention na to? Apparently, Montague Redgrave was the guy who invented this thing called the ball shooter. And yes, ito yung ginagamit mo para mag-launch ng balls na sa isang pinball machine. Ito yung sa gilid. And hinihila mo to tapos pag binitawan mo, maglo-launch yung bola. Hence the name, ball shooter. It uses springs to generate enough power to launch the balls for the game. And this was necessary dahil yung original na Bagatelle, gumagamit sila ng cue sticks. Tulad ng isang game ng billiards. Again, like how I stated earlier. Montague Redgrave's invention and contribution to the development of the pinball machine was necessary for the growth of the game. And dahil sa popularity ng bagong invention na to, bagong addition na to sa game, it made his version of Bagatelle successful. Naging sikat ang larong to, specifically sa France and sa America for some reason. And it's usually being played dun sa mga bars and cafes. And during these early days, hindi pa coin-operated ang larong to. Players would have to purchase or rent out these small balls dun sa mga bartenders o kaya dun sa mga staff ng cafe na pinaglagyan ng game na to. And then they would play around the game. And pag nakakuha ka ng high score, the staff may give you ano, a lot of prizes na related dun sa establishment. Either it could be free drinks, o kaya waived yung pagkain mo, or anything. Basta meron kang reward pag nakakuha ka ng high score. Oh yeah, and before I forget, nung early days ng game na to, they were released as countertop games, mga tabletop games. Wala pa siyang ano, wala pa siyang legs para nakatayo siya ano, independently. Now, the modern pinball machine as how we know it today was originally invented nung mga 1930s na. Ewan ko kung bakit, but for some reason, nung 1931, marami mga pinball machines ang ni-release. Mostly dun sa Amerika. And all of these had their own take on the game. Some examples include Wiffle Board, released by Automatic Industries, Baffle Ball na ni-release ng David Gottlieb and Company, and Ballyhoo na ni-release nung Bally Corporation. Interestingly enough, itong Ballyhoo variant ng pinball machine ay yung kauna-unahang coin-operated na pinball machine. Pero wala siyang lights, wala siyang sounds, wala siyang electronics at all kasi wala pa siyang kuryente. Oo, it's coin-operated pero you don't get the flashing lights and the fun sounds na associated sa isang pinball machine. The introduction of electricity into the game did not occur until noong 1933 na. But these versions did not operate na isasaksak mo sa isang socket. They were battery operated. And I'm not sure kung anong klaseng batteries yung kinailangan nila. Sure as hell, hindi siya AAA batteries. Pero I guess maraming kailangan para i-power yung system. Yung pinball machine na kailangan mo isaksak sa isang outlet, mangyayari lang yan years later pa. And yung automatic scoring para sa pinball, that did not happen until noong 1934 pa. Oo. So, nung na-introduce yung kuryente sa game, dun lang nagkaroon ng parang additional developments sa evolution ng mga pinball machines. Now, one of the many reasons kung bakit biglang sumikat ang mga pinball machines ay dahil dun sa isang bagay na tinatawag na The Great Depression. The economy was struggling and people are trying to find low-cost ways to entertain themselves kahit na wala silang trabaho. And sakto, nung panahon na yon, nagkakaroon pa ng additional na developments sa pinball machine kaya mas lalong sumikat ang game. Throughout the 1930s, nagkaroon pa ng mga additional developments dun sa game as I've already discussed. In fact, noong 1934 hanggang noong 1935, dito na nila inintroduce yung tilt mechanism sa isang machine na ang pangalan ay Advanced. This advanced machine, o yung pinball machine, was released by this individual by the name of Harry Williams. Kasi ganito yan, one of the most infamous or famous, depending on your perspective on things, na strategies para manalo sa isang game ng pinball o kaya makakuha ng isang mataas na high score ay gagalawin mo yung ano, gagalawin mo yung machine mismo. Some players out there tend to shake the machine so that they could redirect the direction of the ball. And of course, marami mga tao naisip na parang nandaraya yon, kasi they're not letting the ball do its thing. They're trying to manipulate its trajectory and direction and kung saan siya pupunta. And to counter this, the tilt mechanism was invented and introduced dun sa Advance. And here's how the tilt mechanism works. Merong parang device na naka-install dun sa game mismo na kaya mag-detect kung ginalaw violently yung ano, yung pinball machine. And if ever na-sense ng machine or ng sensor yung violent na paggalaw sa kanya, the game will give you a few warnings before it closes everything and it forcefully ends the game. Which is quite ingenious dahil hanggang ngayon meron pa ring tilt mechanism sa mga pinball machines. Kasi standard na, parang standardized na siya. Ngayon, noong mga early days ng mga pinball machines, ang daming mga businessmen and manufacturers na gustong pumasok sa hype train ng ano, ng pinball. In fact, noong mga nagsisimula pa lang tong mga pinball machines na to, there were around 145 manufacturers and majority of them were based in Chicago. Ewan kung bakit, basta parang yun yung naging birthplace ng modern pinball machines. However, dahil sobrang tindi ng competition, it got so fierce na nung mid-1930s pa lang, some of these early entrants and adapters ng pinball machine ano technology, some of them were either bought out or they totally went out of business. ganong katindi ang competition. It got to the point na sinasabi daw na almost 14 na lang ang natitira na big players sa pinball manufacturing ano industry. 14 mula 145. Could you imagine that? Ang tindi ng competition nila doon. There was money in pinball machine. And this fierce competition did not stop the popularity of the pinball machine. Marami pa rin naglalaro kahit na overly saturated na yung market. In fact, sinasabi nga daw na ang golden age ng pinball machines daw ay nangyari noong 1948 hanggang noong 1958 dahil sa isang simple invention. And this simple invention was the flipper. Oo, yung flipper doon sa ibaba ng machine para i-counter mo yung direction ng pinball and hindi siya mahulog doon sa butas. Yes, naimbento lang ang flipper noong 1940s. Back then, pag nahulog ang bola mo, wala ka na magagawa dyan. Your game is done. But now, dahil meron ng flipper, you can do something about it. Now, the flippers were first introduced in the game called Humpty Dumpty na nirelease ng David Gottlieb and Company noong 1947. And it changed the meta of pinball machines forever. And nagkaroon na naman ng spark ng interest dun sa mga tao. People were loving playing pinball once again. Ngayon, nagkaroon din ng parang renaissance ang pinball manufacturing during this time. Kasi natapos na yung World War II, raw materials can be used once again by the civilians dahil di na siya rationed for the war effort and people kept on developing new and better pinball machines, basically. However, kahit na marami mga taong nage-enjoy sa mga pinball machines and they're loving the game, a lot of people out there were also against pinball machines. Biruin nyo yun. Nung panahon na yun, marami ng mga Karens na galit sa mga pinball machines na parang ngayon sa mga nanay na galit sa mga video games. Kasi masyado daw bayulente. Pag tinanong mo yung mga anti-pinball machine people kung ano yung dahilan nila bakit ayaw nila sa game, a lot of them thought that the pinball machine was a game of chance and not skill. And maraming mga tao nag-iisip ng ganito dahil akala nila yung mga pinball machines nung unang nirelease sila nung 1930s ay magkatulad pa rin sa pinball machine na nirelease nung 1940s. And dahil sa perception nilang to, akala tuloy nila ang mga pinball machines ay isang form ng gambling which is bawal nung panahon na yon. The United States used to have an outright ban on gambling and pwede ka lang maglaro ng gambling games o kaya ang casino sa Las Vegas kaya nagkaroon ng development doon sa area na yon. And there were also some lawmakers during this time period na akala nila for some reason na yung pinball machine ay associated sa Cosa Nostra for some reason and it could be a distraction to children. Instead ng ginagamit nila daw yung pera nilang yon para makabili ng mga libro o kaya ng pagkain or whatever na kailangan nila sa school, sinasayang daw nila yung mga pera nila sa mga pinball machines na to. And dahil maraming mga galit sa pinball machines, na-influensyahan tuloy nila ang mga lawmakers sa iba't ibang mga parte ng bansa. In fact, there were some major cities in America who had an outright ban on pinball machines. Parang prohibition sa mga machines na to. Isang notable example ng mga cities na nag-ban out ng mga pinball machines ay ang greatest city in the world, ang New York City. Oo, New York used to have a ban on pinballs. There used to have a law that prohibited people from owning their very own pinball machines. Nagsimula yung ban na to noong 1942 and it only got lifted noong mga 1970s na. So ganun katagal yung ban ng mga pinball machines sa New York City. Pero kahit na maraming mga galit sa mga pinball machines, left and right nagkakaroon ng mga bans sa mga larong to, these manufacturers stood their ground and they kept on introducing more developments into the game throughout the latter half ng 20th century. The more machines they released, the better that they got, basically. There were better sounds, better lights, may iba't ibang mga layouts na ng pinball machines. And yung iba nga doon, nagkakaroon na ng mga themed sa mga cartoon characters, mga movies, all that jazz, all that good shit. Talagang nagkakaroon na ng variation sa game na to. Pero dito napapasok yung decline ng growth ng mga pinball machines because nung mga 80s and 90s na, dito na nagkaroon ng slowdown yung industry. The interest in the game was on the decline, basically. And nung 1999, sadly, the industry, the pinball machine manufacturing industry was basically dead by that point. In fact, nung 2002, isa na lang ang major pinball machine manufacturer na nag-ooperate. And it was this company called Stern Pinballs. It was owned by this guy named Gary Stern, yung anak ng previous CEO ng previous company na pinanggalingan ng Stern Pinballs. And ayun yung parang naging status ng pinball machine manufacturing industry 20 years ago. However, for some reason, these manufacturers began popping up once again noong 2010s. Nagkaroon ng parang revival or resurgence ng paggawa ng mga pinball machines. Ewan ko bakit. Probably it's because of the nostalgia factor of these machines. And dahil gusto nilang i-revive yung parang good old days ng childhood nila, a lot of people began making pinballs once again. And today, may iba't ibang mga varieties na ng mga manufacturers. Sure, nandyan pa rin ang Stern Pinball. They're basically the biggest one out there. Sa kanila yung may pinakamalaking market share. Pero marami ng mga competition. A few good examples ng mga competition ni Stern Pinball ngayon ay itong mga companies na to. Yung Jersey Jack Pinball, American Pinball, and yung Chicago Gaming Company, among others. Kaya ayun, even though its popularity has already diminished and hindi na siya ganun kapopular tulad nung dati, nung 1930s, 1940s, there are still people out there who really love playing pinball machines. And they're still trying their best to bring the game into the modern era and to newer players, which is quite nice. I hope that dumami pa ang mga pinball machines sa mga arcades, even though na kumonti din ang mga arcades dahil sa sa virus na yan, nakakainis. And before we truly end the episode right here and right now, I plug ko lang yung isang previous episode ko tungkol sa mga arcade video games. If you haven't listened to this episode, please do. It's episode 62 ng The Banya Podcast Reflushed. It's the episode where I discussed about this little urban legend called Polybius and its mysterious circumstances. It's quite fascinating. It's quite interesting. You should check it out. I'll leave it in the description down below. So, let's say, kung nagustuhan niyo tong episode na to and you decided to go back to that previous episode, you can do so. Okay? I'd really appreciate it if you do. And so we finally end our episode about the history of the pinball machine. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, you know what to do. Please like, share, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. Please like our Instagram and Facebook at Stories and Podcasts. Kung may idea kayo or topic na gusto nyo i-cover ko para sa isang future episode, please message me on the page or you can email us at storiesandpodcasts@gmail.com. If you want to support the show in a more personal way, you could consider donating via GCash, PayPal, or Ko-fi. Become a proud member of the Banyo Club today by joining in at the banyopodcastreflush.helixpay.ph. You get a shout-out and exclusive early access to future TBPR episodes. And finally, mapapakinggan ang The Banyo Podcast Reflushed and The Carl Aquino Experience Requiem sa Spotify, Anchor, or sa kahit anong podcast app na ginagamit nyo. Once again, this is your host, Carl Aquino, signing off. See you on the next episode.